Well, I love a garden, and I love a meadow, and I love a riparian corridor, and I love wildlife habitat, but I also really love your mead. And I have had the pleasure now of tasting three different varietals: the California Orange Blossom, the Oregon Chicory, and the Madras Carrot. Describe how you get a single bloom specific varietal with your mead and how you encourage that essence of these floral scents and flavors to imbue your just champagne-like drink, how you get that.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've just named three of our varietals that have an extraordinary amount of character to them. Each one has its own story. The Orange Blossom mead is the honey for that varietal I get from a beekeeper in the San Joaquin Valley of California. And San Joaquin Valley it's orange country. As far as you can see, there are orange trees and not a lot else growing there. That's where a lot of the orange farmers are in California. And in order for orange trees to produce oranges, they need to be pollinated. And a beekeeper is responsible for doing that. A beekeeper needs to bring his or her hives to those orange groves when the trees are in bloom for that pollination to occur. The honey that's produced as a part of that pollination is really a byproduct. The beekeeper is getting paid for his pollination services, and the honey is something he happens to score along the route. But what you get from that pollination is a very pure orange blossom honey because, frankly, San Joaquin Valley is largely a monoculture in which nothing else grows except orange trees. As a result, we get a very pure orange blossom honey from that with a distinct orange blossom floral aroma, and it probably is the one honey varietal that we use that is most representative of the aroma of the flower that it is derived from. If you know what orange blossom smells like, you know what it smells like to enjoy a glass of our orange blossom mead. They're very similar. The carrot blossom varietal could not be much more different. That is a honey out of Central Oregon, a small farming community called Madras. And there is a farmer there who grows carrots for the seed rather than for the root. So the carrot plant needs to be allowed to bloom, and then that bloom needs to be pollinated by bees. And the seed farmer hires a beekeeper to do that pollination service. Again, the honey that comes off of that service is a byproduct of the pollination, but it provides an extraordinary, very flavorful honey, very pungent honey that produces maybe our most interesting varietal in that it's a darker and richer varietal. It really tastes less like a champagne and a little bit more like a Belgian beer, a saison beer. Really extraordinary incense flavors and a kind of a woodiness to it that's quite beautiful. And then the chicory blossom is a new varietal for us this year, and that comes from a seed farmer. The source of the honey is from a seed farm in Willamette Valley. Somebody's growing chicory, presumably for using the seed for cattle forage, because the seed is used to grow forage for cattle. So as a seed farmer, that needs to be pollinated, and there's a byproduct of that is the honey. And that varietal of mead, our Oregon chicory blossom varietal, has an interesting flavor of spice, of nutmeg, and a woodiness to it that is quite unique.
I was able to have Hydrin shipped to my home because I live in California and I'm over 21, which are, essential. Where else can people buy Hydrin?
Well, you're right. We do have an internet presence. We have a website, hydrinmeadery.com, and in those states that we're allowed to ship to, which includes California, Oregon, Washington, and a few others, we can take orders over the website. And then we have a few hundred accounts, both retail and restaurant accounts in the Bay Area. We sell to most of the Whole Foods in Northern California, and then numerous wine shops and restaurants in the area as well.
So you have come a long way since leaving professional geology and creating this Habitat farm that produces this delicious, sparkling, champagne-like mead. What are your hopes looking forward?
Well, we have a lot of work to do. We've been on the farm here in Point Reyes now for a little over 8 years, but really only in production for about five of those. Jordan has a lot of work to do in terms of developing our bee forage farmscape, and I look forward to what she accomplishes over the next 5 or 10 years. And our beekeeping program is just in its infancy as well, and we look forward to developing more apiaries and doing more exploration into the effects of different geographic regions on the flavors of honey, and connecting people with perhaps meads that are made from honeys that are produced from their own the location where they live. So we're developing that program more. What we've got just needs to keep getting better. But I'm also interested in the ability to replicate what we're doing here elsewhere. I think there is an opportunity to develop meaderies in other locations and give people more of a sense of the terroir of their own region and transform some of the landscapes that are out there from whatever they are now into a more a diverse, botanically and I guess flora and fauna, by encouraging the planting of bee forage farmscapes. So there is a commerce to develop here. There's an industry to develop, which is really the industry of mead making and driving, using that commerce to try to evolve some of the landscapes that we have in our country.